Time to talk some Black Bear football, as we're joined by the coach of the University of Maine football team, Nick Charlton. Nick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich.
Terrific game on Saturday, a great homecoming crowd, and my goodness, you guys put it all together. Apparently, the session you had Sunday, people listened, they understood, and you were firing on all cylinders Saturday.
Well, it's all about like how you respond to situations, you know, and obviously had some adversity early here, and we needed to make some changes and address some things, and it ultimately it's about how the players respond. And they had a really good week of practice. It's our best one we've had. The energy was there and the execution. You know, I know we talked about that before the game. And I thought they came out and played with intensity. I thought we had really good demeanor throughout the game. Like, the guys were really focused across the board. And obviously the execution, you know, paid off. You'd like that game to be decided a little bit earlier than that than it was. But at the end of the day, a win is a win. And that's what we needed really bad.
I thought you set the tone right away on defense. You ended up forcing three turnovers, that big one on the interception by Adrian in the end zone. But putting pressure on the quarterback all day long, it was black hole defense.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we flew around really well. Obviously, there was a couple of explosives in the second half we'd like to get back. But we got off the field on third down much better and did a great job getting after the quarterback. You know, they only had like eight completions on the day. The play that Adrian made in the end zone was outstanding and, you know, ultimately won the game. So a lot of really encouraging things, a lot of positives, and, you know, we got to take the momentum and roll with it now.
Offensively, so many things went well. First of all, a lot of long, time-consuming scoring drives. That was great to see. Terrific success on third down. Derek Robertson with his best game yet as a Black Bear. I was surprised at the end of the game to see he was 20 for 40. If you'd have had me guess, I'd have said about 30 for 40. It seemed like he was razor sharp all day, and then today named Conference Rookie of the Week for his efforts.
Yeah, I mean, he played really well. You know, a lot of the incompletions, there was a couple of missed throws there that he'd like to have back. We ended up in what turned out to be a two-minute situation at the end of the half, where there was a lot of drop-back pass, and we weren't really planning on doing a lot of that in this game except on third down. And that just kind of dictated itself. So naturally, there's going to be some more completions in there. But I thought Derek managed it well overall. It was a couple things, obviously, but it was definitely his best game. Converted a number of third and fourth downs. You know, ran the football and took care of it. No turnovers again. I thought he did a really good job and certainly led the operation and willed us to victory.
You also made a change, putting Xavier Scott back there at tailback. He had a terrific game, but all three running backs had great success.
Yeah, he's taking on more of a load. I mean, Xavier does a lot of things for us. You know, he's obviously playing wide out. He's getting carries. He's on most of our special teams. He does a lot for this football team. And, you know, we try to find different ways to get him the football. Freddie contributed in a big way, played very well. You know, had really good yards per carry. And I thought I had a couple of explosives in the run game, but also caught a touchdown pass. So he obviously showed up. And then Tavion did some things really well and ran the football well, but he also protected really well. So I thought the guys that carried the football did a great job, and you know that allowed us to run it, and that obviously starts up front too.
Yeah, absolutely. The offensive line played great. Another game without allowing a sack, and you had to do it without Matias for part of the game, but Gunnar Dokos came in and did a terrific job.
Gunnar stepped in nice. You know, he played guard, and you know he's usually playing tackle, but he stepped in well and did a good job. I thought we played really well up front. There was a couple things, but, I mean, no sacks again. We're able to get 40 carries and run the ball effectively. So I thought those guys did a really good job, especially with the circumstances. You know, we talked a lot about how many plays we got the previous week. Well, this week we got over 80. So those guys certainly got plenty of work on Saturday.
Well, now you take to the road for another conference game against Albany. And, boy, they played a tough, tough game. It's the CAA. Rhode Island lost, Delaware lost. Anything's possible here. What do you have to do against Albany to be successful?
Yeah, I mean, there's no delusions up here about, you know, what type of football team we're going against. We know it's a really good one, and I know their record doesn't reflect that, but they have plenty of talented players. They're well coached. They've had a lot of tough losses. So, you know, anytime we play anybody in the North, it's going to be a tough matchup. We're going to their place. It's a big bus ride. I know they're going to be up for it and ready for us. So, you know, we got to stop the quarterback and stop the run. You know, the Carl and Jeff are really good in the backfield, and two great jobs. They've been there for a number of years. And then defensively, you know, they do what they do. They're very good up front. You know, that's the strength of their defense, the defensive line. So we've got to be able to run the football typically when we have success, you know, in general, but definitely against Albany, we have to be able to run the ball. So, you know, I think we got to go out and play well. We got to ride the momentum of this, but it just comes down to execution because, you know, they've had some tough losses, but this is a very good football team that we're playing on Saturday.
Well, have a good week of practice, Coach. Good luck on Saturday. Great talking with you as always, and we'll check in again next Monday.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
Nick Charlton, head coach of the Maine Black Bears. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by Clearpoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718 and by Creative Print Services. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing, business cards, forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. The experienced team at Creative Print Services works with you to provide full service design for your business or organization. That's Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. You can call them at 947-2250 or visit online at creative-ps.com.